USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Do science back the COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. Dr. Marty McCary, surgical oncologist and chief of the Johns Hopkins University Transplant Center on Fox News, says maybe not for younger people.
Well, some new data came out actually this week suggesting that boosters really did almost nothing to reduce severe illness in younger people. And that makes sense. They have a stronger, more robust response to the vaccine. And many FDA officials have signaled that they're okay with boosters for high-risk populations, the elderly, but not for the general public. They're going to meet tomorrow, and we're going to hear what they have to say, but it appears that they're not that enthusiastic about boosters for the general population, which is why two of them left in frustration, that they feel they were pressured by the White House, that there was an announcement before the FDA did their normal process.
President Biden this afternoon from the East Room will deliver remarks on America's inflation woes. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
With no thanks to the State Department, extraction flights are continuing out of Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
After admitting they were not able to get everyone out of Afghanistan, private groups stepped in to save as many as possible from the Islamic extremists. State Department spokesman Ned Price now claims many of the religious, veteran groups, and wealthy Americans are coordinating their efforts with the State Department.
When it comes to the various groups, and certainly veterans groups have played an important and welcome role in this, but other advocacy groups, humanitarian groups, lawmakers, NGOs, private companies, media organizations have come to the support of the people of Afghanistan, and that is certainly something that this department is playing a leading role in coordinating.
Congress is fast approaching the deadline to raise its tax ceiling or risk default on the nation's debt. Since 1960, Congress has acted 78 times to revise the debt limit. USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles and other female athletes told lawmakers Wednesday how the FBI and U.S. gymnastic and Olympic officials failed to stop the sexual abuse that she and hundreds of other athletes suffered from former doctor and convicted sex offender Larry Nassar.
In May of 2015, Rhonda Fahan, the former head of USA Gymnastics women's program, was told by my friend and teammate, Maggie Nichols, that she suspected I, too, was a victim. I didn't understand the magnitude of what all was happening until the Indianapolis Star published its article in the fall of 2016, entitled, Former USA Gymnastics Doctor Accused of Abuse. Yet while I was a member of the 2016 U.S. Olympic team, neither USAG, USOPC, nor the FBI ever contacted me or my parents. While others had been informed and investigations were ongoing, I had been left to wonder why I was not told until after the Rio Games. This is the largest case of sexual abuse in the history of American sport. And although there have been a fully independent investigation of the FBI's handling of the case, neither USAG nor USOPC have ever been made the subject of the same level of scrutiny. These are the entities entrusted with the protection of our sport and our athletes, and yet it feels like questions of responsibility and organizational failures remain unanswered.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.